This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Lowen Epstein, filling in for Shannon Lukens. Steamboat Resort has confirmed that longtime local Pete Vandekart died at the resort Tuesday in a treed area of Mahogany Ridge. A spokesperson for the resort says, "Our hearts are broken for Pete's family and friends, so many of whom are part of the Steamboat Resort team. Our focus is providing space for grieving this heavy loss to our community and supporting our staff as they navigate through this." Steamboat Springs police have 8 anti-vehicle barricades, and they're hoping to get more. An anti-vehicle barricade, or AVB, is a large metal barrier about 4 feet high that can stop vehicles traveling at a high rate of speed. They were used in the war in Afghanistan.
They are very heavy, 700 pounds apiece, and when they're chained together, they will stop darn near anything.
That's Steamboat Springs Police Chief Mark Beckett. He says the AVBs are used for special events on Lincoln Avenue. The anti-vehicle barricades were recently set up on both ends during the Winter Carnival street events and on the road to Howison Hill during the night extravaganza.
Unfortunately, where we are in the country right now, we've seen a lot of mass casualty incidents where vehicles are used as a weapon. New Orleans recently was an example of that. And we are taking steps to make it difficult for a vehicle to enter any of our special events that's not authorized.
Chief Beckett is hoping to purchase more anti-vehicle barricades for the city in the future. The Route County Planning Commission has a meeting at 6 p.m. tonight. The one agenda item is about the silo on the Selby Ranch on County Road 42. It is being used as a Masonic lodge for the Masons to meet, since they no longer have a location to meet in downtown Steamboat Springs. They have applied for a conditional use permit since the silo was built as an agricultural structure. A letter from Ray Selby to the county says 8 to 10 Mason members use the building for about 2 hours a month. Hayden Town Council meets tonight at 6 p.m. Hayden Police Chief Scott Skurlock is on the agenda with a new hire of Officer Bobby Adler. Adler came to Hayden from the Moffitt County Sheriff's Office. Plus, Hayden police have a new speed measurement instrument for more precise readings when people are speeding in Hayden. The Steamboat Sailor Alpine Ski Team is competing at Aspen Highlands today and Friday for the Varsity State Championships. The Sailor Nordic team is hosting the state championships today and tomorrow at Howison Hill as well. That's the news. I'm Lowen Epstein. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com.